Baba Basra Daf Pedalad Amud Aleph, page 84, side A. The Omar Lay for the buyer says to the Soicher, Ilu loy oinison loy hava motzis hadrat boch. Had it not been that you had tricked me with this sale, even though that the although the price of the object became more expensive later, you would not be able to retract from the deal. So in that case, hashto deoinison motzis hadrat boch. And now that you were negligent, and not negligent, but you deliberately went and cheated me, so you should benefit, that you should be able to retract, it will turn out that because of your sin, you're going to benefit. So certainly the Chachamim did not make the power of the person who was causing the Ainoa to retract. Only the one who was cheated has the right to retract. The Gemara brings that in the Mishnah before on Pegimel Beis, it is explained like Rab Chisda. And also the Tanavar Mishnah learned so, because we learned in the Mishnah, if the seller agrees to give the buyer Yofis, good wheat, v'nimtzu rois, and they turn out to be bad ones, lekeach yochel lachzer boy v'loy moicher, the buyer can retract, but not the seller. So even if the wheat should become expensive in the end, still the seller cannot retract. It's only the buyer. So we see that if it's a situation where the buyer was cheated in the beginning, then that does not allow for the seller to retract, even if in the end he ends up being cheated, or in the end he ends up losing because the price went up. The Gemara now brings the words of Rav Chisda in the opposite situation, in where the seller was cheated. Amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said, Mocher lo yishov v'sheish b'chomish. A person who cheated his friend by purchasing an object that is worth 6 zuz, but he only paid 5. And after a while, huzluv amdu al sholish, and then the object became cheaper. And now it is sold for 3 zuz. So now the buyer wants to retract, because it's even cheaper than the 5 that he gave. Because, so the din is that the buyer cannot have charata. Because me, Nisana, cannot retract. Because me, Nisana, who is the one that was cheated in the beginning? When they did the deal, it was the Moicher, it was the seller. And therefore, it is only Moicher, Yochel Achzer Boy, only the seller alone can retract. Not the buyer. And the reason for it is because the purchaser. No, the Omar lay the seller to the buyer. Ilulo yonison lavemotzis hadrboch. Had you not cheated me in this deal, so even though that now that the object is worth less, you could not have retracted from the deal. So now hashtomotzis hadrboch. Now that you are guilty, and that you cheated me, that you gave me less money than it's worth, so you should benefit. That you should be able to retract. So then it comes out that you are going to be benefiting because of what you did wrong. So certainly the Chachamim did not give you the power to retract. Only the one who was cheated, which is the seller in this case, that he can retract, and not in the one that did the cheating. And the Gemara brings that also these words of Rav Chisda were explained before in the Mishnah. Besana, Tuna, and also the Tana of our Mishnah learned this, because we learned in the Mishnah. Because we learned it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the seller made up with the buyer to give him rois, bad wheat, v'nimtzu yofis, and they turned out to be good wheat, mocher yocher lachzer boy, v'loy lekech, the seller can retract and not the purchaser. So although that the wheat became cheaper at the end, still, despite the fact, it cannot retract. So we see that if the seller was the one that was cheated in the beginning, So then the buyer cannot have charata, cannot retract, even at the end he also is losing out because the price became a lot cheaper. So the Gemara asks, what did Rav Chisda have to teach us with his words, since everything that Rav Chisda already said is already explained in the Mishnah? Right, the Gemara asks, Maika Mashmalon, what did Rav Chisda teach us with his words? Mas nisin hi, that's beferish, it's explicit in the Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Imi mas nisin, if we would learn just our Mishnah alone, Hava amino, then I would say, Dilmo de Rav Chisda tarvayu motzi hodribo. That in the cases of Rav Chisda, the din is not so, but both of them, the seller and the buyer, they can both, each one of them can retract. Since within this time that one of them can retract, the other one also was cheated, so he can also retract, since the deal has not completed. Umasni sin. Hainu taime, and the reason for the Mishnah, that only in the Mishnah that there was no cheating in the price, only in the kind, over there the halacha is that only the one who was tricked or was cheated can retract. The reason is Mishum Diksiv, because there's a pasuk that says in Mishlecha pasuk dalet, ra ra yoimer Hakoina, and the pasuk continues there, va'azuloy oziz halav, which means that the nature of a person who's coming to buy merchandise from his friend is to say on the merchandise that it's ra ra yemer hakoina, that it's bad, and therefore, in the first case where they agreed that he's going to get good wheat and they turn out to be bad ones, and now the seller wants to retract because the purchaser was cheated, so then the buyer can say no, that he wasn't cheated, because he also from the beginning assumed that he was buying bad ones. And likewise in the Seifa, where they agreed amongst themselves that he should get bad wheat, and then they turn out good ones, and now the purchaser, the lokeah, the buyer, wants to retract because the meicher was cheated, so the meicher, the seller, can say to him that you bought him as, as bad ones, and I also agree to you that they're bad, and I wasn't cheated at all. As opposed to the case that Rav Chisda said that there was a mistake and he was cheated in the value, so over there the buyer isn't believed to say that he knew that he didn't have the value and still he's agreed, because a person doesn't agree normally to pay more than the value of the object. So that's why Rav Chisda was teaching us that the reason for the Mishnah is not because of Ra ra yoimer hakoina, which means that the buyer says that it's bad. It is because he cannot retract in it. But only the one who can retract is the one who was initially nisana, the one who was cheated and overpaid or underpaid in the beginning, or received less. That's the one that can have charot. That can retract. We learned in the Mishnah, if he sold him red, then it turns out white wheat. Or the other way, sold him white wheat, and it turns out red. So the Gemara wants to learn off in the Mishnah, what is the color of the sun? Amar Rapapa, says Rapapa, midikatoni, from the fact that in our Mishnah says, Shechamtis v'nimtzo levono, that shechamtis and it turned white. Shema mino, that from here we learn haishimsho sumaktehi, that the sun is red. We can learn from that the sun is red, because there are only two colors in wheat. There's either white or red, And when the Mishnah writes that it was white and shchamtis, so we know that those wheat that are red, they're called shchamtis. And the reason why they're called shchamtis is because of the chama, because of the sun. Because they are red like the sun. And the Gemara brings a support for this, from the fact, teda. In other words, there's a proof that you can actually see from factually, the kosam kot safru panya. Because the sun reddens in the morning and in the evening. Look at the sun, it turns red. And this that all the day long we don't see the sun as red. Is because our eyes are not so clear because of the light of the day which weakens our eyes. And Nahoirin meaning the light, the shine in our eyes, the body is not healthy. So therefore, in the evening and in the morning, when it's a little dark, then you can see the redness of the sun. So the Gemara asks Rapope from Abraisa. Maisi will ask you a question. We learned in Abraisa with regards to the colors of the Negoyim, of the leprosies in Shavuos, Vavam and Beis. It says, Baheres Amuka, that the Baheres is deep. In other words, that the Baheres that reads, that the Torah says, needs to be seen as if it is deeper than the skin. And so the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Gimel Lamed, it says, begins with, Veroa Koyenes Anega. And the Pasuk says there, Umareyu Amik Minoir, the color is deeper than the skin. Vigamer, etc. So this is the nature that the white looks, appears deeper next to black. But it does not mean that the Baheres should actually be deeper, physically deeper. But Kimare Chamo Amuka Min Hatzel, just like the place that the sun shines on it in the house seems deeper than the shadow that's next to it, because it's darker, so the nega, the leprosy, the plague that he has, needs to appear as if it's deeper than the skin. So the Gemara concludes the question, v'hosum lovenhu, but over there, the color of the nega is white. And since the Braise compares the sun to the look of the nega, so this tells us that the sun is actually white, not red. The Gemara answers, Kimara chamo, velo kimara chamo. The appearance of the nega is on one hand similar to the appearance of the sun, but on the other hand, it's not similar. And the Gemara follows, Kimara chamo, it is equal to the appearance of the the nega is similar to the appearance of the sun, the amuka minatzel, that just like the sun appears as if it's deeper than the shadow, likewise the nega appears as it's deeper than the skin. But the loyki marechamo, but it's also not like the marechamo, the lohosom love and vachodim. But over there in the color, he's not compared to the appearance of the sun, because the sun is red and the leprosy is white. The Gemara says, now vaiter lamai this holy daiti mikore. And according to what we thought in our mind in the beginning, to say that it's evidence of the Braisa that the sun is white, how could we say so? Vokosamko tzafro upanya. But the sun is red in the morning and the evening, so we see that it is red. The Gemara answers, Bitzafra, the reason why the sun is red in the morning is because the Cholfo Abe Vardi de Gan Eden, because it passes by the roses, the red roses that are in Gan Eden, which is on the east. The Panya, but in the evening, when it settles in the west, it becomes red because the Cholfo Pischa de Gehinim, because it passes through the entrance to the Gehinim, and it becomes red because of the fire. Because Amr Eibcha, and others say this same saying in the opposite way, that in the morning that the sun is in the east and it shines opposite, which means that the pillar of the light goes towards the west and it bangs opposite the Gehinnom, so that it becomes red because of the Gehinnom. And in the evening that it passes in the west and the pillar of the light goes towards the east, so then it bangs against the Gan Eden and it becomes red because of the redness of the roses. We learned in the Mishnah, Yayin v'nimtzu chaymetz, if he sold the wine and it turns out that it's vinegar, or the other way around, vinegar and finds wine. So shnei mechem nachzur behem. So they can both retract. So in our Mishnah, it seems that the vinegar and the wine are two different types, and therefore, whether it's the buyer or the seller, they can both retract. And it's not the same as with wheat, which are bad and good. So the Gemara says, is our Mishnah just like the opinion of Rebbe? Leimo, should we say, Maslisin Rebbe, Ulei Rabbonim? That our Mishnah, the view of our Mishnah is the view of Rebbe, but it doesn't fit with the Chachamim that brought down in the Brisa that follows. Tanya, for we learned in the Brisa,